Hi, everybody. Welcome to Coach Menachem Bernfeld's program tonight. This is going to be the shiur for Pesach. This is the shiur that's going to bring us into Pesach. And we're starting. There's a lot of Mesiras Nefesh going into tonight's program from all sides over here. Hashem should use that Mesiras Nefesh for the Siyata Deshmaya, that it should be powerful. And I wanted to say that we're past our four-year mark already. We forgot to mention it. We're already in the fifth year. Lashon HaBa B'Yushalayim, Mahal Shein Dartin, Mashiach Tzakenu B'Mehera. And Metz Hashem, very shortly, Mashiach will be here. We see already the Mechumas Gog and Magog is happening live as we speak. So Metz Hashem, this should be the last Pesach, but it should be the most meaningful Pesach. And it should really test out. So let's get into it. Tonight's Shir, Shir 182 with Coach Menachem. I want to first thank all the listeners for promoting it, letting people know about it. And I really appreciate people that, you know, that put on their statuses and let people know about it. It's very powerful, and it's Sichas Chaverim. And I got today a lot of requests actually from Eretz Yisrael to make the shiur about Eretz Yisrael because the matzav is so critical. And Matt Shem will see what we could do about that. But we're planned now for Pesach. We have to get into Pesach. So I just want to say, anybody wants to join the WhatsApp program, please to join our WhatsApp chats. WhatsApp me at 732-314-1710. And I'll add you to the chats. Or you can go to MenachemBernfeld.com and sign up to his emails. He called out of his list. And Matt Shem, every week he'll email you all the shiurim and everything that's going on in the Coach Menachem land. And let's get into it tonight. There's a lot to cover. Just give me 1 second. My computer is going crazy as usual. Again, if anybody wants to join the communities, I'll also send out the link soon on the chats. Menachem will send it on the thing. Anybody who's watching the YouTube video, you can click on the like button, the subscribe button to join Coach Menachem. Thank you to all the advertising sponsors, the Lakewood Scoop here in Lakewood, Ellie and Ariel from Five Town Central, Chayla Kaufman from JCM for promoting us on all the digital networks. Again, if anybody's here for the first time, every Sunday night, 9:30, we do a share, and we give chizuk, we have rabbonim, different topics. And Metz Hashem, this is the last year before Pesach. Hopefully, there won't be another share. The next year will be on Mashiach Tzikenu. If not, the next year, Metz Hashem, will be May 5th, Sunday after Pesach, with Rabbi Shimon Russell. We're going to be talking about crisis chinuch, understanding what our children need from us, and how we can be there for them and not for our needs. It's going to be a very powerful share, so please join us. Tonight's share is share 182. We have the schus to have Harav going outside the Gravoy Noach Fried Shlit for the CEO of the program to give tonight's Gematria and Rebbe Ksira. After he gives the Gematria, he wants to know if you approve of the Gematria, if it stims. Or Noach, let's go.
Didn't say that, but okay. Shir number 182 in preparing for Pesach. One of the focal points of the Seder is how we show tremendous gratitude how the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim. Not only out of Mitzrayim, through all the Goliuses, the tremendous goodness and mercy that Eibishter had on us to save us from all our enemies, which leads us up to tonight's Gematria 182. Hu Yigmochel Kol Toiv, He repays us with goodness.
Beautiful. Shkoyach v'nayach. Nu, get Gematria. Rabbi Ksira.
Yes. Thank you, Rabbi Nayach. Thank you very much, Rashi, and thank you, Rabbi Menachem.
One second, let's get into it. Okay, so we're going to start off first with opening with Coach Menachem. Coach Menachem, we're all here in Mesiras Nefesh tonight. Rabbi Ksira, me, you, people are here. I'm sure they're busy for Pesach. Why are we gathered here tonight? What are we trying to learn tonight?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another Let's Get Real with Coach Menachem. Baruch Hashem, we're here with our Shaparnas. Even if you're traveling, you managed. And we have this first to have Rabbi Ksira with us tonight. And it is Erev Pesach, and everybody feels it in a different way. For some, preparing for Pesach, others maybe bringing a gift because they're guests, or whichever way it is, we feel it, and especially we're going to be talking tonight.
I'm going to say it, Chayasura said the best line, I have to say it. What's different this Sunday night than every other Sunday night?
Beautiful, Manishtana, beautiful. Okay, we're going to talk about it. Talking about the Seder night is, there's a lot going on. For everybody, it's different. You're talking about sitting for a few hours. Everybody has a different way of upbringing, different things they come in, different expectations, different things, different way of looking at what does a Seder mean. There's a lot going on, whether it's Ruchnius, whether it's Gashmius. Other people have a hard time being by a Seder. But they don't want to be there. They want to be somebody else, somewhere else. They would love if it would look different. It could bring up a lot of things. And for others, it's a beautiful thing. They got together with family and they spend some time together after so many so much preparation. But talking about getting ready, and especially for those who work so hard cleaning and preparing, when it comes to the Seder, sometimes it's hard, the first Seder. You're falling asleep. And finally you made it somehow. You don't know how. It must have been a lot of Nissan, but you made it. And there you are, experiencing the Seder maybe not the way you would want. Sometimes people enjoy the second Seder better. Baruch Hashem, in Chutz La'aretz, we have a second Seder. But think about it, in Eretz Yisrael, if you only have one. So that's it. That's the Seder. This is how you feel. I think for those who are with us for a while, being on the journey, understanding that it doesn't always work out the way we want, and it's the little bit of strength that we push and we try, and we try to be there, whether it's preparing spiritually a little bit of what we can pick up, taking care of ourselves so we can be there a little bit more. But no matter what it looks like, this is exactly the way it's supposed to be, and that's the way Hashem wants it, and that's the Avodah. There are many stories that we'll hear, and for those you probably heard, talking about spending a lot of money to buy a beautiful Esrig, and then before Yom Tov, before you're going to climb the mitzvah, somehow the pitum fell off. And the work is not to get angry and to understand, listen, Hashem, this is what Hashem wants from me now, not to lose it. And on Pesach, there's a lot of such stories. Preparing special matzos, making sure that the water is good, and making sure that everything should work out. Chas v'shalom, no chametz. And then you clean the room, and there's little kids walking around with a cookie, and you're like, oh my gosh, the whole thing is like, what am I supposed to do now? There's a story, a Hasidah Shemaisa. The Rebbe asked the Talmud to bring water for Pesach. He brought it in the barrel and made sure the whole way, it was a long way, it should be kosher to Pesach. And then when they opened it up, finally they got to the Rebbe, and there was a bagel there. On top, there was chametz on top. And then he lost it. To understand that we have to include Hashem in this whole thing. We try very hard, and we're doing it for Hashem. We need a tefillah. Hashem, please help us. Listen, I'm not perfect. I can't do this by myself. I need you on my side. I'll try my best. Please be there. And slowly, that's how we do it. We have another few days to get ready. And hopefully, we should be able to get there on time, the way, with Chavos Adas. And then by the Seder, we should be able to be there for the kids, whether we have guests or we're a guest. And it should work out. So here we are, Baruch Hashem. We have this close to have Rabbi Kasira, the Rosh Hashiva. And we can discuss a little bit to see how we can make it a little bit easier. What are we looking for? People want to connect, want to tap in. So Mitzvah Hashem, we should have this chus. We should be able to pick up, take what we can use to make it a little bit easier to connect to Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you so much.
Coach Menachem, beautiful opening. So let's get into tonight's program. And was like to have the Shiva there, Rabbi Kasira. And I have to be honest with you, Rabbi Kasira, he was chosen from Hashem to be here. We tried other people, and Rabbi Kasira, even to mention other people to give the shir, but Hashem wanted Rabbi Kasira to be here. So now that he's here, let's get into it. Tonight's shir, we called it Maximizing the Seder Night, a step-by-step guide for including all our children, our guests, in the Heilige Holy Experience. And was like to have Rabbi Kasira, Sender Yossi Kasira's Rosh Hashiva, Msif of Eatontown, Yeshiva geared for boys who haven't succeeded in the mainstream yeshivas. Rabbi Kasira has involved struggling teens for close to 2 decades. Rabbi Kasira's experience with chinuch, the proper grasp of issues of today, has made him sought out by parents, teens, and mechanchim. And really, that's just his yeshiva background. But really, I know Rabbi Kasira on a personal level. Kasira is involved in a lot of things, and mishpachas, and shalom bayis. And the reason why this year came to be, honestly speaking, is because during the year of COVID, a lot of Rabbi Kasira's Talmidim had to make Seder himself, and Rabbi Kasira put out a step-by-step video guide and to show his Talmidim how to fear Seder, how things are going, and what the Nyanam Seder is. And actually, tomorrow night, he's actually giving even a shir on a practical halachas of the Seder, what's the Rabbanim, what's the Raises. A lot of people, really understand a lot of stuff, and feeling of going into this holy holiday, a feeling of understanding what it is, a feeling of connecting with it. There's so much going on in the world, and so much craziness, and there's so much bilbil, so much confusion, that I want to focus on the Seder. I want to be present. I want to enjoy it. I want to understand what's going on, and I want to connect with Hashem. And like I said in the beginning, hopefully this will be the last Seder. Hopefully Mashiach has come out here. It looks like he's really close. I hope so. But Rabbi Ksira, it's chus again to have you here. Thank you for everything you do for Klal Yisrael, and the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Ushi. Thank you very much, Coach Menachem. Thank you, Reb Nayach. And thank you to all the listeners and to participants of the share tonight. As we said, and I heard before, that what's this Sunday night different than all other Sunday nights? And Baruch Hashem, Ushi and Coach Menachem have been having discussed for over 4 years of presenting Limud HaTorah B'Rabim, lots of chinuch tips, lots of tips in Seder HaChaim, helping thousands and thousands of people along the way. Kach Baruch to continue bracha atzlocha in all in yonim, and everyone should have nachas and simchas together. As Ushi had said a little bit in the introduction, maximizing the Seder, I think we should discuss just a few minutes, a little bit, the Seder night, what it means Seder night, and what our proper approach should be to this Heiligen night, when Klal Yisrael is referred to as Seder Nacht, or the Seder night. Additionally, we'll try to maybe do some practical step-by-steps, as Ushi had mentioned. During the years of COVID, I put a step-by-step video, which is available if anyone wants to reach out privately to either Ushi or myself. It's especially helpful for people who are making the Seder the first time.
After the Shir, I'm going to send out an email. We're going to send out a connection thing to the Shir if anybody wants to watch the step-by-step guide. I think I watch a few clips of it. It's very, very valuable, especially for anybody who's fearing a Seder for the first time, anybody who needs that chinuch or just really feel they want that up. I'm sorry, Rabbi Ksir, continue.
Right. So well, I think we'll start, especially mentioning the Yidden of Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael needs the Yeshua, especially the Yidden of Eretz Yisrael. I'll start with a famous dvar Torah that the Sevirjitz Rebbe, he used to say a little vertel, a cute little joke, but he said like this, he said, the Israelis got it right. The Israelis know what they're talking about. And his Chassidim asked the Rebbe, what do you mean? He says, when you go over to any Yid in Eretz Yisrael, or many of us have been to Eretz Yisrael, you speak to someone from Eretz Yisrael on the phone, and you ask them, how are things doing? Manishma? And the right away answer is, Hakol Beseder. Hakol Beseder, that's the typical Israeli answer, Hakol Beseder. So Chaim Meir used to say that the Israelis don't realize how right they are. Hakol Beseder. Everything, Alts, he said in Yiddish, Alts licked in the Seder. Everything is in Seder. The Seder night is one night that there's so much in that night. Hakol, there's everything in that night. There's bracha in that night. There's ashpois in that night. There's mitzvahs in that night. There's chinuch for our children in that night. Anything a Yid needs lies in that Seder night. And if we do that Seder night properly, and we have the proper approach to the Seder night, and we prepare ourselves properly for Seder night, then we could be assured that the entire year will be so much of a better year, and the entire year will go so much easier, because Hakol Beseder, everything lies in the Seder night. And if we look at it that way, we realize what an awesome night the Seder night is. Our perspective changes. The Hilgoy of Yisrael, the Abderav, his Yartzeit, his Yassay, and Shabbos said, and you know, we'd like to discuss a little bit chinuch, as Ushi had mentioned, I'm involved with chinuch as well. But we all know of Mechanech our children, or Mechanech our Talmidim. There are many times we could talk to our children, we could talk to our Talmidim, and as much as we tell them, as much as we try to give them some advice, we try to tell them some divrei chinuch, we don't know, we can never be assured if they're really listening, if what we're telling them is actually being absorbed. You know, one never knows. We, as parents, as rabbeim, as mechanchim, we could go ahead and give over what we want to give over to our children, but how do we know that they're absorbing and taking in what we're saying? But Oyvisod Abdirov says that's every day besides Seyed Nacht. When the Torah says, we have a mitzvah to speak to our children. There's a mitzvah on Seder night to say Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim to our children. It's not just a mitzvah. V'higadta levincha, the Abderav says, is a haftacha as well. Hashem gives us a promise. It's the one night a year that if you're going to speak to your children, then they will listen. It's a night that they will listen what you have to say. So if we realize we have an opportunity, the few hours of Seder night, the four or five, six hours that a family sits together by Seder night, you have an awesome opportunity, a treasure of a night, that what you will tell over to your children, what you will tell them, will be absorbed. They'll take it all in. It even takes a little bit of a bit of step forward, further. We know the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, and it's a school of many people who We need bracha. I want to be helped with children. Learn this Arachayim HaKadosh on Seder night. V'higadeta levincha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a haftacha. V'higadeta, when you're going to speak on Seder night, levincha, you will have children. Your children will give you nachas. So that's what, by just going, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a few hours in the year to be able to, an opportunity for parents and children to bond in such a beautiful way, similar to Achas Hayama, where it says, that's the opportunity that we have on Seder night. And let's, therefore, let's make sure that we utilize opportunity. And the greatest thing what we could do to utilize opportunity is that when we come to a Seder, and everyone's Seder is different, although we have to remember the words of the Maranayim, that at the Seder night, we're doing it exactly the way they did it in Mitzrayim. Yidden have been doing a Seder for thousands of years, for over 3,000 years, and they do it in the same way that in Mitzrayim, that first Seder, right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael made a Seder, as it says in the Torah, and we continue in doing that Seder. It's passed over from father to son, from grandfather to grandchild, to great-grandchildren. We're a link in that Mitzrayim. That's the Mitzrayim of Seder nights. We have this, we do the Seder the same way, and to understand, Seder is a time when family gets together. There are different dynamics. Some people have just an immediate family. Many families have where it's a large table with their grandparents and great-grandparents and lots of grandchildren. And what we're going to try to also focus on tonight, and I'll open it to questions as well, is how to include everyone in the Seder. Sometimes there are children that are different types. Some children like a fast Seder. Some children like a slower Seder. Obviously, there's different interests in children. Some are more interested, some are less interested. You have little children who come with their notebooks or their Torahs and all the vertach they have in school and they want to say everything, and others will say, okay, let's move on. How can we include everyone into the Seder? But before we ask that we understand how we include everyone in the Seder, we have to understand that everyone is invited to a Seder. Every Yiddish kind, as it says in the Haggadah itself, Keneged Abal Bonim Dibur Torah. The Torah says this, the Haggadah says specifically, that's how we started the Seder, that every child that's possible in Klal Yisrael, Chacham, Rosh, Tam, She'eni Yedei Lishol, they're all invited to the Seder. The Torah speaks in four different places how to address your children about the Seder night, about the mitzvahs of the Seder night. So it's one night, few mitzvahs, and the Torah tells you specifically how to speak to each individual child. And all these four children can be around your one table. I know everyone's going to ask the obvious question, but we know that we say in the Haggadah that the Rasha is not invited. Ilu hayasham loy hayanigol. To Rasha, we tell the Rasha, haki shinam ilu hayasham loy hayanigol. But of course, all the Mefarshim explain that that only applies ilu hayasham if he wouldn't have been a Mitzrayim loy hayanigol, because there the Rishayim were not taken out of Mitzrayim. But once we got out of Mitzrayim and we had a Kabbalah Satorah, even the Rasha has this chelik in Torah. Even the Rasha has a seat by the Seder. Even the Rasha is an active participant of by the Seder. So all children and all types of Yidden are together of this by the Seder. And it's something amazing throughout Klal Yisrael. We hear different stories of Mesiras Nefesh. One of the main stories you always hear about Seder night, over and over again, you hear the stories of people in Mesa Nefesh during the years of the blood libel, all had to do with Seder night. The years of Spanish Inquisition, the Yidden, the Anusim, the Maranos, story after story about how the Mesa Nefesh on Seder night to do the mitzvahs of the Seder night. Seems like many of the stories that we know about the Yidden in Spain during the Spanish Inquisition was all about Seder night. So we see we have this beautiful opportunity. We're a link in the chain that never got broken for years. Yidden were mesa nefesh to the Seder. So just by knowing that and by realizing that everyone's invited to the Seder, everyone's part of the Seder, and whatever I say by the Seder, obviously I'm speaking to the fathers out there, but it's not just the fathers, it's the mothers as well, and whoever's a part of the Seder. If I could just quote the Lashon of the Shlach Kaddish, says the Shlach Kaddish uses a Lashon that he says when you come home from shul, he says that yachsel abesai v'yisnai uve ishtoi. What should you and your wife be like when you come home from shul on Pesach night? Kemelech u'kemalka. Imagine yourself when you walk into the door after davening on Pesach night. You are a melech and your wife is a malka, a king and a queen. You are the king of the house and the wife is the queen. So the mother and father, husband and wife, are equally involved by setting the tone of the Seder, by setting the tone. as a king and a queen. Of course, there's a lot to be ma'arich, and maybe we should open to questions. I just want to say over the words that in some Haggadahs, if you look in the introduction to the Haggadah, the introduction to the Haggadah by Magid, there's a piece of the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Zohar HaKadosh says an amazing, amazing thing. If you see, you have a translation. The Zohar HaKadosh says that on Seder night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the Malachim together, and he says, I don't want you to say Shira tonight. We know Malachim say Shira every single night to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, tonight I don't want you to say Shira. You know why? Because I want you to come with me. The Zohar HaKadosh says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'pamal delay, Zilu Ushmoy Sipura Deshvacha Deli. I want you to come to me, to every Yiddish house, and hear how the Yidden are singing my praises tonight. Imagine that. Every single Seder, regardless of where you are, if you're in your own personal house, if you're a guest somewhere, even if you're in a hotel, or if you're in some, if you're a few families together, by every Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there by that Seder, with the Pamal Yishamayla, with all his Malachim, listening in on our Seder, listening and hearing all the Shvachim and all the praises that one gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us Mitzrayim. So this takes out, this puts us in a perspective, what a Heilige night it is. Just on a little bit of a practical sense, how should we, one, on a practical way, what should be the person's proper conduct to say tonight? Like we said, the Shvach HaKadosh, yes. Just imagine yourself, you're a melech and a malka. You're a melech, every man is the melech, is a king, and every woman is a malka, is a queen. And think about yourself, I am the king, I am a queen. The chinuch, the sefer chinuch says a very, very interesting thing. He says, we know there's a mitzvah by Karban Pesach. One of the mitzvahs by Karban Pesach was that one was not allowed to break a bone of the Karban Pesach. He couldn't bite into a bone. Sometimes you have a good piece of steak, but you have a juicy piece of chicken, you like to then bite into the bone and suck out some of the marrow in the bone. If you did that with a Karban Pesach, you were over a lav. You literally one of the lav, you were over an avera by breaking a bone of the Karban Pesach. And the chinuch asks, why? Why do we have such a mitzvah? What's the reason for such a mitzvah? And he says, because Pesach night, we are a king. You're sitting by a princely dinner. You're sitting by a state dinner, Pesach night. Biting into a bone, he says, is peasant-like. Someone that's very hungry, someone that acts like a peasant, when he finishes eating, not just does he eat the meat, he bites into the bone. On Pesach night, you have an iser. You have to act in a princely manner. You can't act like a peasant. And that has to be, I believe, that has to be the way that we go with every Seder. The Seder is, I am a king, and I'm going to elevate my entire family to become part of the royal family. We're going to act with royalty. Of course, we know everyone takes out the most beautiful dishes for the Seder, and you put out the most beautiful silverware for the Seder. But it's besides just what you do to set the table. You yourself have to act and bring out the fact that we are B'nai Malachim. We are an elevated nation. We are a nation that acts like kings and queens, and that has to be how we act. Of course, in a very practical way, everyone must know their family. If you have little children, the Seder must be very child-friendly. The Seder must be, obviously, everyone has their issues with the Seder, where one's going to sit, and there's different fights over the seats, and who gets a better Haggadah, and who gets the, what type of wine you're going to drink. But once we settle down, we have to start, we have to make the Seder child-friendly. The children must be into it. There's so many stories, as Menachem said before, we know many stories of Gedol Yisrael. People came to the Seder thinking they're going to hear big chidushim, thinking they're going to hear deep, deep divrei Torah, and all they heard was how they touched the Seder. They literally touched the Haggadah in a very beautiful, simplistic way. They added it with stories. They added midrashim, and that's what a father has to do. You have to prepare a father, a mother, prepare yourself before and get some good Haggadahs, get some colorful Haggadahs. Keep your children interested. And if it's a large Seder, if many families are sitting together, there's a mitzvah on each father. He got it to Labincha, and it might be a mitzvah as the mother as well. Sit with your children, tell them something, get them interested, sing with them the songs, sing songs by the Seder. There's so many parts of the Haggadah we could sing. The main thing is to get the children involved in the Seder, that they should feel part of it and feel this amazing experience and to be able to tap into the Kedusha of this Heilige night.
We're going to go into polls, and then again, if anybody wants to ask a lot of questions, you have Rabbi Kassira here. He's open to all types of questions. I got a few interesting questions, Rabbi Kassira. If you're ready for some powerful ones, we're going to start with a poll, and everybody feel free to answer your opinions. I want to see where everybody's holding. Here we go. Okay, the first question on the poll. How do you find leading or participating in a Seder? General question, four options. One, very interesting and enjoyable. Number two, it's okay, but I'm really looking forward to the food part. Shulchan Aruch, geshmak. Number three, it's really long and boring. I don't like it at all. Or number five, honestly, I don't understand most of it and I dread it. Second question. How do your children participate in the Seder? Your personal children, how do they participate in the Seder? They're actively participating in reading and they ask questions. They're very involved. Number two, they don't. They listen, but they don't really engage. Number three, they get restless and distracted. Or number four, we don't involve the children in the Seder at all. We just do the Seder. Whatever they do, they do. It's, be honest, it's not what the right answer is. It's what you're dealing with. It's what your situation is. The last question, which part of the Seder do you find the most meaningful? The saying of the Haggadah, the singing of traditional songs, all the songs, the Nagunim, Chad Gadya, Hishamda, what is that, the songs? The discussion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the relevance to today's times? Or just spending time with friends and family and having a good time? What's the most meaningful part that you take out of the Seder? So everybody answer the questions to the best of your ability. Be honest. It's anonymous, so you could say really what you feel. We'll take it from there. While everybody's answering the poll, I just want to say that I was over here Shabbos, North Carolina, by Rabbi Plotkin. He's here. He's on the shir, and I want to say first of all, yeshkoyach to him. I got so much chizik the Shabbos from Rabbi Plotkin in North Carolina over here. He's a shliach here. His house is open. There he is, Rabbi Plotkin. It's a tzaddik yisrael olam. Had a tremendous amount of chizik from him. He has a thing over here in North Carolina, a booth, and so many, maybe 50, 100 didn't come for supper. And he's mechazik, and he gives out to Rabbi Kassira. You ready for this? 4,000 matzahs to all the yidden in his area in North Carolina, and people came Shabbos. It was such a powerful Shabbos, just unbelievable. I mamash felt with Rabbi Plotkin like Mashiach is here already. Sorry, Rabbi Plotkin, I'm just saying the truth. If you're better than me, whatever, you know, don't talk to me anymore. But ich zog from the hearts. Okay, let's get to the answer.
So, Rabbi Ushi, if I'm allowed to say a few words.
Sure, dog.
And my phone is almost going to die, but I'm going to want to say that, you know, a lot of times they say it about Mevakar Achayla. You go to Mevakar Achayla, Nichum Avelim, and people walk out and they think that they are giving chizuk and they get chizuk. And I can tell you, I'm a shliach over here, a shliach of the Rebbe, you know, 15 years in North Carolina. I've seen all different types, from Chassidishe, from Litvin, Modern Orthodox, Fardish, or things like that. I can tell you, Oshi, what I'm most nispal from is that you can have a person. Was Zishkin Rav? Is Zishkin Gracia Darshan? Is Zishkin Gracia Mensch? And Eric Anton, he can accomplish Gedolus when it flies. And when you were talking to me about your Zoom that you have, and you made it sound like it was a Derech Agav thing, you do between Mincha Ma'ariv, as you know, every Sunday night, but there's thousands of Yidin that listen to it and they appreciate it. And you don't have to be. All you need is a phone, a Zoom, a laptop, whatever it is, and you can be made Bitzteira and you can be Mekarav Yidin. And for that itself, you don't have to have a title. You don't have to have a maysid. You don't.
We lost them. Like I told Rabbi Plotkin, I'm the worldwide shliach. I'm not the North Carolina shliach. So. Okay. Go ahead, Rabbi Plotkin, for everything. Mamash, Rabbi Plotkin, the tzaddik yisrael olam. Okay, we're going to share the polls. This is what the oil man answers, Rabbi Kassira, and I'm going to get right into it. Listen to this. How do you find leading a participating seder? 80% of people, Rabbi Kassira, they find it interesting and enjoyable, which is, I'm very, very happy to hear this. 11% find that it's okay, but really looking forward to the food. I'm a little bit with 11%. The 4%, it's really boring, and I don't like it at all. And 5%, honestly, I don't understand, and I dread most of it, and I dread it. Second question, how do your children participate in the Seder? 65% of people here have said the children are actively reading, and they're part of it. 20% say they listen, but they don't engage. 15% say they get restless and distracted, and 0% they don't involve the children. So we have a very choshver crowd over here. Last question, which part of the Seder do you find the most meaningful? 7% people, only 7% of people said the Haggadah. 31% of people say the singing of the songs. The number one was the discussion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the relevance in today's times. And 27% just spending quality time with the family and having a good time. So just very interesting. Baruch Hashem, we have a very growing olam over here. Rabbi Ksiv, if you want to mention anything on the polls, we could, and then we could jump straight into the questions.
As you said, it seems like that everyone understands the kedusha of the Seder, the beauty of the Seder, and they make an effort in it, as it's evident in the poll, that they make an effort in it, A, to involve the children, B, to make this Yetzias Mitzrayim relevant, to make it personal, and that is exactly what's supposed to be done, and it seems like that's what they've seen by their parents, by their Seder, and by their grandparents. Now, if we should continue, that we should continue doing Elanetzach Etzarech and L'Dayre Dayres.
Okay, Gavaldik, Rabbi Ksira, I'm going to jump into some questions. Anybody wants to ask live, please text me. All the live questions go first. If you have a regular question, you can text as well. There's a lot of questions. First basic question I want to get into. I understand the night of Pesach is Emuna, but personally, the person is saying, I don't connect to Pesach. I don't connect through the Agada. How should I connect? How, as the person giving over to my children and to people, I don't feel anything myself. How should I get myself into that mode to be able to give over the Yedim?
Okay, so first of all, we know that part of the Haggadah is, we say this in the Haggadah, the Rambam says this, it's La Halacha, Chayiv Adam Liris Es Atzmai Ki Ilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. Part of saying the Haggadah is to connect to it, that you should feel as if you are leaving Mitzrayim. And it may be a family, a few minutes, you know, sometime during the Haggadah, should try to imagine leaving Mitzrayim. Chayiv Adam Liris Es Atzmai Ki Ilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. And as we say that God, not just our children. How can you personally connect it? So think of personal geulais, think of personal ways how Hashem helped you. Many of us were zeichet to sit by with Sturm, with our grandparents, and many of the Holocaust survivors would say their personal stories, how they themselves were rescued or saved, or certain nisim that they had on Pesach by saying a personal nace and recounting a personal nace, that is a way that you're going to connect yourself. Finding a Kaddish Baruch Hu in your day-to-day life, speaking about the Muna. Yes, the thrust of Pesach Nach is Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we speak about Avraham Avinu. We speak about Mitzchiloi Avedo Dezara. So maybe you can connect to that. It's the Amuna B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Amuna. There's so many ways that one has to be able to connect to Amuna. If you, for some reason, you feel you're not connected to the Yetzias Mitzrayim, you must connect somehow to the Amuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashgacha Pratis, on a daily basis, or on a something that happened to your personal family or to your grandparents. And through that, you're going to feel the Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, because you'll realize and recognize that all our personal geulas and all our personal nisim are all had the aside, and all its foundation was in Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Very good. I'm just going to add that we have to connect to something that's negative for us, especially what happened last night in Eretz Yisrael. Just unbelievable how Hashem is taking care of us. I'm saying maybe we can connect a little bit. What's happening today? It's not like 10 years ago, 1,000 years ago. It's actually happening today. Something that we can connect and see Yad Hashem. There's another...
We're witnessing this.
Yeah.
We are witnessing this.
Right. But we still have to connect. They say Mitzrayim, not everybody went out. So even in Mitzrayim, which we think, you know, if I'll be in Mitzrayim, I would see the Nisim, I would connect. But it's not true. Not everybody left. Not everybody. You have to be able to see it and connect to it. So here's a question that somebody sent in. I'm a beginner in all of this. I did see the Seder by my father, but wasn't involved. And now I'm making my own Seder. What are the basics I should focus on?
So just first of all, as an introduction, that is exactly why we made the video a few years back. It's simply because we know we've all been by a Seder. Many of us sat through the Seder, but when it comes to lead a Seder, when it comes to make the Seder, you say, now what am I supposed to do? And I know when I sent out the video, someone told me that, you know, he looked at the video and he took notes just to know what to do. The answer to this person who's making the Seder the first time, first of all, is know your family. Obviously, know the age of your children, know the guests that you're going to have, and therefore you know what to focus on. If it's younger children, it's going to be hard to focus on the end of the Haggadah when you're getting through all the Psukim. Obviously, if it's younger children, the Makis, if your children love visual aids, yes, there's puppets out there and there are different pictures and different things that you can literally make the Seder alive. People like to go really overboard with putting on different masks and costumes to be able to feel the Seder. But anything, the focus has to be that your children should be involved. Your children should feel it. Your children should see your simcha. That is the focus. A beautiful thing to focus on is also, I know this comes towards the end of the Seder, is people, but see, people, it's usually very, very tired by then. But Hallel, Klis Shalol Yo, Hallel. If you could sing Hallel together, parts of Hallel, most of Hallel has songs to it. So if your children are up to it, it's just a time to give out your thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a beautiful thing to focus on as well. What the focus shouldn't be on is obviously is just to rush, as though she said, to just try to rush and then getting to the meal. But you never know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Siyata Deshmaya. You're going to make the Seder. You'll start saying a piece of Haggadah, you'll say a story, a Dvar Torah, and that could lead into a discussion. Allow those discussions to happen. Elaborate on the different midrashim. That is, of course, you know, your focus should be on the CPT time and making it real that your children should be able to feel it.
Yeah, Rabbi Sir, I'm going to throw you a very hard question, but a girl texted me this question. She's 19 years old. I'm not sure if my question comes here, but I'll ask it anyway. I'm a struggling teen who's currently healing from very deep traumas. Okay? I'm Avin Yovan. Right now, I have no feeling whatsoever towards Yiddishkeit and Pesach. Although on the outside, I look totally from. I'm struggling to understand how to celebrate the holiday of freedom, yet I'm so enchained, entangled, so much emotional pain. At the same time, I'm dreading it to say there, which the person that hurt me is going to be there as well. And I have to tend to say the night with such people. The whole Pesach brings back these triggers and it hurts me so much. I have no interest in attending whatsoever. What should I do?
So this is a very loaded
question. It's a very loaded question. Let's just a very loaded question. A teenager that really has no feeling towards Yiddishkeit and suffering.
Right. But that's one part of the question. Obviously, the loaded part of the question where we have to feel in this young girl's pain, that obviously she feels triggered because some people being by the Seder are going to either bring back past traumas, which is a very personal experience, which she should get personal direction to someone that she trusts, either a therapist or a Rav that she trusts, because it's a real personal question. Whenever the incident, whenever these people are there, either Seder night, but from all nights, when it's Seder night, and you're feeling a little bit, almost like she's saying, and she's wording in the question, that here I'm supposed to be celebrating us becoming a nation and becoming part of the Amanifcher, and people sitting right next to me either hurt me in different ways. So it's very hard to have that feeling. She's obviously feeling, you know, we know the Seder is set up, as it says in the Gemara, and it's said in the Gemara, that the Seder is set up in two parts. Part of the night, we commemorate, it's hard to use the word term to celebrate, we commemorate the actual Shibud Mitzrayim, us being in Golus. We eat Mar, there's a mitzvah to eat Mar, the Mefarshim asks, why do we eat Mar? We should only be drinking wine and eating matzah and doing mitzvahs to celebrate the freedom. Why are we eating Mara when we remember to remember Rei Mara was Chayehem? This part of the night that we speak about, Avadim Hayinu, Metchilo Avda Avaydazar, we speak about the hard work, Halach Ma'anya. Part of the night, it's the Haggadah is only said in a way of Maschel Bignus. We have to discuss about the hardship and then Messiah Bishvach. Why don't we just go to the good part? Why don't we go jump, skip half that God and go straight to the Shvach? Obviously, part of it is feeling the Shibud Mitzrayim. And this young girl could really feel it on a personal basis that she says she's chained. She was hurt. And she really feels the Shibud. So it's hard to say she's really feeling, and we have, and her, what I'm going to say to her, first of all, is use the opportunity of Seder night, as we said, it's a night when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting there by her table, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in the Galus. Let me sense Geula as well. Let me be able to feel the Geula. If she does that personal tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe part of the Geula is it's very hard for me to give in a personal way because there's going to be so much here, and we chas v'shalom don't want to be indifferent or callous to a girl that's crying out, and she could really feel the vayitzaku, how Yidden cried out, even though the crying sometimes, as before, sometimes was a quiet cry. The Mitzvahim suppressed them, but she could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by me being just wanting to connect, not knowing how to connect, by me just wanting to connect, that should be the way I feel Geula, just being close to you. Let me speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally, make it a very, very personal way. It's hard for how much to say, how much she should interact, to put on the show, because there are going to be such a circumstance there. But you could surely use this opportunity to try to tap in the Gilui Shechina that each family has on Pesach night.
Somebody texted, the fact that she's here tonight just to get chizik, that alone shows what type of warrior she is.
Exactly, yeah, that's the mysterious nefesh. And this is her private secret that she has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because no one knows, besides Hashem, who's there by the Seder, what kayach it took for her to come that night, sitting there alongside with the people that betrayed her so much. And just being there, it's a secret that only she and Hashem shares. And that connection and that closeness could be the way she connects on Seder night as well.
I heard once of art, if you think about it, the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, I think in 2007, something like 2700, 2500.
Right.
And now we're in 557, right? So it's basically like 25, 20, something like that, about 2,000 years.
Almost 3,300 years ago.
He said the Messiah from the first Pesach till now, and most people had, usually by a Seder from the youngest to the oldest, is like about an 80-year gap, right? It's a Zeder, an Elta Zeder. So it goes back maybe 30 Dairis. There was 30 Sedarim from the actual. It's not like we're dealing 3,000 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
And what you're saying, and to address this girl as well, that we have to realize that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, may Avda Secheris, it's not just that the oppression stopped, that we were not slaves anymore, that we stopped working, now we're free people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of us any sense of being a slave. We don't have a slave-like mentality, like we said at the beginning of the shir. That Yidden and B'nai Malachim, in one instant in Yetzias Mitzrayim, they went from being slaves, even though the year before they were not slaves anymore, they weren't working, but they were still the people that used to be slaves. A Yid has no more zech, means the slavery, not just we're not slaves anymore, the slavery is out of us. Unfortunately, there are people, because of these different issues that go through, we don't have to enumerate, and many of them are addressed on your show, in this Kiddush Hashem that you do, there are people that are chained using that, they are living there, they're chained within them, they don't have the external change, but they're bound down by different traumas, they're bound down by different people that hurt them in either physically or emotionally in different ways, which we don't have to elaborate here. That is the same type of slavery. It's the same type of slavery. And Pesach would be, there's no better time to utilize the time this man is saying to become, it's incumbent upon all of us. Everyone, we should all daven for these, obviously girls and other young teenagers who are going through this, and we should daven, they should all get the ultimate cheres. This Pesach should bring everyone who's chained down in different ways, that they should get their cheres as well.
Okay, Maridik, let's go to the next question. Let's see if this person wants to ask live. One second, Rebecca Syria. Okay, let's go to the next question. Okay, this is a very important question, and we touched on it a little bit, but I really want to get into it. What to do with children in general that are not interested in the Seder, or like they're very struggling in Yiddishkeit? How do I get them to be prepared for Seder? Like, I don't want to say Vertaluch to them. They have zero interest in connecting. How do I really try and their way, you know, to make them feel uplifted and feel the Kedusha of Pesach? Struggling children.
So this is a double question. There's a question of how do you get struggling children interested in Pesach? And then there's a question, if a family has one or two struggling children and they're going to be part of the greater family. So you have some children, you have some sons or son-in-laws, so they're saying that Vatar isn't enjoying all the length of the Haggadah, the Maggid. And then you have a child that's going outside to the porch and smoking. It's Yom Tov, you let us smoke at best. And hopefully coming back to Shulchan Aruch. So that there's one, the way the question was asked, how do you get struggling children involved in Pesach? So there's nothing. Every neshama connects to Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Every neshama connects to Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And in certain families, yeah, the Simcha Shal Mitzvah might come in the Shulchan Aruch, and it might have to be, if you realize, you have to gauge the attention level and the interest level of the people sitting at your Seder. And if you realize that you have to rush and that people are falling asleep or they're not interested, and sometimes it's not even a struggling child. Sometimes you see it's your wife or people are preparing the Seder. They want to get the Shulchan Aruch because they've been working so much before Yom Tov, and they want to enjoy the Seder as well, and they can't keep their eyes open. So you have to be able to gauge them and sometimes put that, I don't want to use the term rush, but be able to get to Shulchan Aruch and then sing songs and then elaborate over Hallel. Songs is always a beautiful way to connect. Most people connect to Nagina, to songs, even if someone's a struggling child. If we could sing together and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another way to connect, stories. Stories usually piques people's interest. Prepare stories. So you might not say the typical a shot in the Haggadah. You might not say, but saying a story that has to do with Geula, that has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's ways to connect. Just being together by the Seder, the family experience, like it said on the poll before, and so many people answered, they love about the Seder, just being together with the family and reiterating how much you're happy that the family is together. That's a way to get everyone to connect. And that already answers our second way. A parent has to be able to juggle. You know, there's different needs in children, and there's different types of children, and there's quieter children, and there's more loud children, and the children that are obviously bigger Talmid HaChamim and come more prepared. And there are children that just, you know, might not have much. I mean, you have to be able to juggle. I spoke a few years back to, I met a Rebbe, an Admir from Eretz Yisrael, who told me that he has a child that's struggling, and he won in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, there's only one Seder. And he told me his son was married, he wanted his son to come for Pesach, very much to be by him for Pesach. And his son knew his father's a Rebbe. He says, Tati, I'm coming on one condition to Pesach. I don't want a long Seder. I'll be by you for the Seder. I'll come with my wife to the Seder. But, you know, no Dvar Torah. You just got to get it over quickly. And the Rebbe told me, you know what I did? I did that. I knew that's what my son needed. I'll be able to maybe after the Seder speak to the other children. But I knew that's my son's ship. That was Messias Nefesh. He did it. But the son was by the Seder. He was there from beginning to end. He told me, the Rebbe told me himself. I made a quicker Seder. Obviously, he didn't have a tish. It was a private family Seder. But even being a Rebbe and being a person that really had a lot to say, he gave this child what he needed, and he was able to work it out with his other children as well.
I just want to jump in. Somebody texted. Said there's many siblings who aren't struggling and feel people don't notice them as much since they're trying so hard for the struggling children. We know it's hard for parents, but don't forget it's also the other side also, that balance is very difficult as well.
Which is a very, very true point, right? A very, very true point. And that's what I'm saying. Each person has to be able to, each family has to be able to, juggle and do that part well and give each child what they need. Like I said, it's, you know.
You have to unmute. Yeah, you muted.
It's one of the hardest things. I don't know if you have time, but I believe I once said this publicly. the parsha next week, parsha's Achimais, we have a very interesting mitzvah. And then when I saw this chena, there's a mitzvah that's just called that in the times of people would do avodah zarah, there would be mavir zare lemoylech. One of the ways they did avodah zarah was they literally took the children and threw them into the fire lemoylech. Moylech was a huge flame, a fiery flame, and they literally threw the children into the fire for avodah zarah. And the Torah says, besides avera of avodah zarah, you're not allowed to throw your children lamoylech to the fire called moylech. A few times the Torah says in Achamais and in Kedoshim. And the Gemara says something very interesting, that a person who does that is chayiv misa. He gets the death penalty according to the Torah. And the Gemara says something very interesting. You only chayiv misa if a person puts in one child or two children. But if he throws all his children into the fire, the Torah says mizarai from his children, v'loi kol zarai, not all his children. If a person throws all his children to the fire, he's not chayiv misa. And the Rishonim ask why. Why is this? This person was a real Baal Aveira. He gave all his children to Avodah Zarah. And the Chinuch says something so amazing. The Chinuch says, because he said that the priests of Avodah Zarah, they used to convince the people that if you do something, if you sacrifice one child, then the other children will somehow turn out properly. That's the way they convinced the simple people then of the society, this pagan society. If you throw one child into a fire, you sacrifice one child, your other children then will turn out properly. So therefore the Chinuch said, you had to throw one child in and leave one child over. But if you throw all your children in, that's not the way you do this Avodah Zarah. But we see from this Chinuch something so profound that we can never say, and it works both ways, as Ushi, as you just said, we can't sacrifice one child for the betterment of the other child. That is in some way doing moilach. For example, if we have a child that's struggling, we say, you know, I'm just going to forget about him. Forget about this child. And I'll concentrate on my children that's doing well. That is in some way doing moilach. And the opposite is true as well. If you're going to say, you know, I'm going to only focus on my struggling child, but the other children will understand, that's the same moilach as well. So this is the balance that we have to know. We can never use this cheshbon, I'll sacrifice the needs of one child in order for the benefit of the other child. Of course, everyone who has these issues have to speak to their own merit derech, exactly how the balance has to be done. But yes, it's important. It's Seder night. The kids that are prepared properly and the kids that are rested properly and the children that want to be part of it must be given their attention and time as well. And not just say, oh, okay, we're not going to do a Seder, we're just going to rush it up and get straight, because, and that's obviously a very hard balance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the situation in. And the one who's running the Seder, the father, the grandfather, knowing the dynamics of his family, has to be able to work it, should be able to work it out. I'm just going to say a word. You know, we talk about struggling children, and, you know, and I many times in yeshiva, and sometimes we think as much as possible, even if a child is struggling, I always encourage, you know, if it's Talmidim or anyone that I come, a child belongs by a parent's Seder. You know, sometimes even someone says, oh, you know, I'm Rabbi Ksira, can you invite my son for Pesach? You know, a child belongs by a parent's Seder. There's no replacement for a child. Obviously, there are certain situations that it's not possible. But as much as possible, whenever, as much as the situation allows it, children should be by their parents for the Seder.
It's interesting, like you said, the struggles that people have all year round comes out in a magnified way, those 5-6 hours by the Seder. You know, how to deal with this child and other children. These are things that people struggle all year round. But this is when it comes out on a.
But Rabbi Nachum, as we read about in the Haggadah, Kenegad Arba Bonim Dibre Torah, all four children are there by that one Seder. And the Torah tells you a different psukim how to address, but it's obviously talking about the same Seder. There's a time you're going to talk to the Chacham, Ein Maftir Macha Pesach. If you call me, you tell him to the Rosh, to the Tam, to the Sheni De'elishal, which is a young child. There's different type of children to the Seder, and they're all by that same Seder. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the children. But if, you know, everyone has the Torah, but how do we start talking about our Bon Bonim? Baruch Hamokim Baruch Hu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the children. Thank you, Hashem, for children. Baruch Shanasim Torah La'am Yisrael. Kineged Abba Banim B'divra Torah. If you're the Pesukim said, Vayikar Da'am Vayishtachbu. And Rashi says, when they heard that there was still a Mitzrayim, the day before Yitzias Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, go take the Karban Pesach. You're going to be redeemed in a few days. Vayikar Da'am Vayishtachbu. They thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi said they thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem said that they are that they're going to have children, and that you know the psukim before that says that your child's going to ask you Mo'a Voida Zoysachem, which is the question of the Rasha, and they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, Hashem. We're going to have children. All these children are here by the Seder, and the Torah says it's a matana. A person should ask Siyata Ishmael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To make the Seder, to have the proper balance, that each child should get what he needs.
Amazing. Here's a question that an 18-year-old girl sent him. My parents have been going to Florida the last 2 years, and we spend Pesach with other families there. I don't want to go into what's going on, but it's a challenge for me to be part of it. It doesn't really look like a Seder. What can I do?
This is a very interesting question. You know, one of the things that I did when we know, like I said, people started making their own sarim and going to Florida, I actually put together, besides a video, and I have Hilchas Leil HaSeder, and then another pamphlet which I wanted to call Hilchas Orlando. So what to do when from the moment you get off the plane or when you pull into the driver in Orlando, there's so many shilas that come up. Bir chametz, bedikas chametz. I can't tell you how many times I get questions from Orlando. I forgot to sell this cabinet and how to kasher, what to kasher. What also has to be addressed is the Seder in Orlando. And I don't want to chas v'shalom, I didn't mean that this girl who's asking the question has nothing to do with going away to Orlando. This can happen anywhere. This is an 18-year-old girl should be able to have the conversation with her parents and should be able to say that, and there's certain times, and I'm not here to say this family should continue to go to Orlando, but maybe they should be making that going themselves, taking their own house and making the Seder alone in Orlando. I'm not here to, there are many people who have beautiful starim there. But there comes a certain point in time when children get older, when a father has to be fearing his own Seder. Now, if he still goes to his parents and grandparents, that's one way. But even then, there's a certain time when a father has to take charge. And not only that, he has a mitzvah. He has to realize he has a mitzvah to be there for his children. And if his children are desperately crying out for that connection, she should have a conversation with him, either with her father or mother, saying, "No, maybe I'm nothing against going to Florida, as you said, but maybe it's time that we do the Seder ourselves." If it's not possible, but just as a personal recommendation to her, here's what you have. There's so many good Haggadahs out there. And before the Seder, any teenager, a boy, a girl, but even for girls, get a good Haggadah. There's so many Haggadahs, there's different Pshatim. There's so many ways that you could do this on your own. And maybe if people will get the message and see that there are certain, that she's connecting in a personal way, her parents will realize that as well. But I believe an 18-year-old girl can have a conversation with her parents about it.
Somebody texted a question. What should they do if they're having a Seder with people they just don't want to be with, or they're having difficulty with, whether it's mishpacha or not mishpacha? Adults, how should they deal with that?
Just concentrate on the Haggadah. But, reading your poll, it seems like everyone realizes that the Seder is a time that if you'll be busy, again, there are certain times we might have to. I'm not sure if you want to do it, but we might have to rephrase this year now. This video, somewhere mid this year, these are getting obviously into very technical or personal questions about people wanting to do the Seder properly, but just social pressures coming together. Parents, families have to be very honest with themselves. What is best for our family? And you don't have to be scared to make your own Seder. And that's, I believe, one of the tachs this year. That's maximizing Seder night. You don't have to be scared. There might be time to sit a certain family to say, we will make the Seder on our own. There's no time to get together. We can go Shabbos together. We'll get together. We'll go together as a few friends. Different times of the year. Seder, you have to know what will be best for your children. And I don't know what to tell the 18-year-old girl, but maybe I should be addressing this girl's parents if they're listening. It's time to make your own Seder. Don't be scared to make your own Seder. You'll realize and you'll recognize what it means to connect in family in such a halig, a beautiful way. You know, I understand also sometimes it's hard for people and something that there's ways to do it. It does. The reward is so rewarding. You're going to be asking yourself, why didn't I do this here? Now, obviously, if you could go to a parent or a grandparent with his family things, if it's walking distance, at least make one say to yourself if in these situations. The opportunity like we had, that we have, these are chinuch opportunities, these are bonding opportunities, these are loving opportunities for all children of all types. Like we said, the Seder is there for all of them. So, like I said, it's hard for me to, and you know, maybe getting back to the previous question from the 19-year-old girl as well. I don't know if her parents know what she went through or the people that are there, but maybe we have to tell them. And that's obviously a very sensitive question because we don't know all the details who's sitting around the table. But if it's different families together, sometimes you have to say, okay, it's time for me to focus on my children and make my own Seder.
Just a question that happens a lot. How to handle multiple children wanting to talk at the same part of the Haggadah? Each one wants them to feel like their Torah is more important. And when they overlap each other, when you just have a bunch of very involved children, the opposite problem, they're so involved and everybody, and you have a bunch of kids and they all want to talk. And when this one talks, this one doesn't, you know, how do we navigate when you have a bunch of kids that are orangutan, that are deep into it? I'll buy such problems all the time.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. So there could be, you know, again, if there's a lot of the Dvar Torahs and a lot of kids with notebooks sitting around the table, first of all, before anything, we should discuss the seating arrangement around the Seder. And the children that need the most attention should be sitting closest to a parent, you know. And like I said, and a shout out there, the mother could be and should be involved in the Seder as well. And you know, they could have one or two children sitting next to them. And even sometimes it's a younger child, you know, even looking at the arts and crafts or the Dvar Torah that they made could itself be giving the attention. Now, I leave it each father to say, you know, okay, you say first, you go around the table. They can make either some sort of rotation. The halacha does say that the parents should bring to the Haggadah, to the Seder, Klois V'Agoid. I mean, there's little prizes that you should be giving to the children. So obviously, the meaning of Klois V'Agoid is by Manishtana, that you go from the youngest. If those who say that all the children say Manishtana is that you go from the youngest to the oldest, which is accepted, I think, an accepted meaning in Klal Yisrael. And then, like I said, when it comes to the actual Dvar Torahs, some sort of a simple rotation system can make a lot of sense, where the father says, okay, you say the first one, then you'll say the next one, then if you have some overlapping Dvar Torahs, then some kids are going to get upset, you know. You'll have to use this chachma how to navigate this issue.
It's Arba Banim, but one father. We have to figure it all out.
Right, yeah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the kayach to the father to be able to, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like I said, v'yigadta lovincha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told each father that you could do it. Same way they said to the child, same way the mitzvah is, v'yigadta lovincha, that your child will listen, he told the father, you'll be able to do it. and he will be able to do it. The father could do it. If he's focused and he's interested, the main thing I would say, another thing is, a father should be interested in what his little kids have to say. Yes, he probably, you know, he heard the Karpas Vatayra every year, and he heard that, but he should be interested. He should listen. He should listen to what the child has to say.
Rabbi Ksira, a very, very important question that I want to cover. Rabbi Ksira, what will the people that are alone or single, or they're in a depressed situation, somebody texted me, they're going through such a difficult time right now. People that are in a very difficult situation, they don't have their family, they're divorced, they don't have their children, they're older, or they're single. Whether they're doing the seder by themselves or going to people, they just feel in that matzah, of that situation of sadness and loneliness. And the big part of Pesach, the big feeling for what we're talking about is the kids and dealing with this kid and that kid. It's that family sense of Pesach that makes it so special. But for whatever reason, you don't have that family sense. For whatever the situation is, the person who's going to the Seder, a person who's making the Seder, how do they go about it?
That's a very hard question. Because like we're saying, so much of the Seder.
I didn't say tonight's year was easy.
Yeah, we said, yeah, we discussed it. Achana for Yom Tov, so we want to put ourselves into the Yom Tov mode. But the truth is, everyone deserves Simchas Yom Tov, and Simchas Yom Tov has to be there for everybody. And you know, as much as we're saying that the Seder,
yeah, just texted me. I just want to say that they're married for a long time. They don't have any children.
Right. So the question is again, how to, you know, like we said. Even if they would be invited, let's take, like I said, a single woman, you know, even they would be invited out to someone, but they're not connecting. They know they feel awkward, you know, someone was nice to them, a neighbor or even a family member. How are they connected? Or like you're saying, someone that's married for quite some time, you know, and they don't have children, so they should help for Pesach night, like the Be'er Chaim HaKadosh says, is a big school of Tadab and Vigad, that this should be the year that they have the Yeshua, that they have the children. It takes, like I said, these people feel the avdus, the being chained in their own personal way. They feel the mara without having to eat the mara. They feel the mara by the seder without having to eat the mara. And you know, they're seeing everyone around them, if they're by a seder, or sometimes they're sitting either by themselves or with someone. Yes, if you could get. A Seder is not a time to be yourself. It's not a time to be yourself, as much as hard as it's hard, even if it means going, getting invited out, or going to a family member, or sometimes even going to a hotel if need be, to one of the programs, because a Seder is not a time. It's made, you see, ready for the time of the Korban Pesach. A Seder is supposed to be eaten with other people. It's something that's supposed to be shared. And the only thing I could say that you feeling the mar. The tefillah of the Pesach night is the way to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm feeling the mar. Let me feel the geula as well. Let me feel. That's the way that they could connect. It sounds very, it's a very hard situation when everyone's around you and there's especially if you're going to someone that you're not very close to, when everyone's celebrating the Yom Tov on a very, you know, Simcha Dek away, the way you should be celebrating the Yom Tov, and you're going through personally something very hard. And that you said, that's the mysterious nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that mysterious nefesh that you do by that Seder. He knows what it means. A Seder is something that we know the Seder is the one time a year that, like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the house, but the meaning of Klai is so that Aliyah Novi comes into the house. Aliyah Novi visits every Yiddish house on Seder Nacht. Eliyahu Novi is the one that brings Besuras Toivah. Say, that's what Eliyahu Novi comes for. Pesach is a night that we could connect ourselves to that Besuras Toivah. Whisper that tefillah to Eliyahu Novi, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this special night. And the way, like I said, you know, sometimes, you know, it's a, I think there's the altar chesed shavuot, but you eat kairach. But when you eat kairach, you have matzah mar. When not, you know, the kairach matzah mar. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to have matzah mar together. Matzah is a symbol of cheres. Mar, we know, is a symbol of avdus. Sometimes a yid He's sitting in the mar, but he still has to eat matzah together. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. By doing that, that's the greatest connection you can have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this time.
Here, I see a very interesting question. Somebody writes over here that they are about tshuva, and they really don't have any masera, and they're learning all these different types of menhagim, and some do like this, and some dip the potatoes, and some dip a celery, and some dip a carrot, and all these different things that we have that are very traditional, that come from our parents or our grandparents, and they're making a seder, and they don't know, like, what should I dip, or what should I do, like, whatever. There's so many hundreds of things that, you know, some people wear kittel, some people take it off at certain times, just like basic things that we've seen by our parents or grandparents, and they have that. So they want to know, how do they go about to say they're doing it the first time they're by themselves? They don't have the Masura. How do they go about it?
So as Menachem said earlier, we discussed some of the very hard and heavy questions that it seems that a lot of things come out to say tonight. So when it comes to, like you're saying, this couple is a family of Bali Tshuva. So when it comes to a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov, we have Halacha, we have Shulchan Aruch, and we follow Shulchan Aruch. But Pesach is so packed with Minhagim and Mesorah and each family Minig, you know, we go through, I'm sure, some of the hundreds of people listening this year, everyone has their own different Minhagim. So what if someone doesn't have a Minig, what they should do? But this is always a good rule of thumb, and again, I don't know the exact dynamics, but sometimes if a person feels close to a family, it's always good to sort of say, hang your hat on something. If a person feels close to a family, and you could say, I want to have your family menhagim. I want to be able to start menhagim. Menhagim is very important part, and obviously you can't, you shouldn't just pick and choose. You say, I'm not going to eat gebrux, but I'll eat kidneys, and then I'll eat the, you want to be able to be somewhat mainstream. So if they're part of a community, it's hard to know the dynamics of the people asking the question, or if they're part of a shul, they could take some of the menhagim of the shul that they attach themselves to, the community they attach themselves to, or if they're part of some sort of, they joined a community or chassidus, obviously they could take the menhagim of the chassidus. But best would be, here's where, every family that became Bala Tshuva has either a Rebbe or a Meir Derech. Ask them, what menhagim should we take upon ourselves? What's the accepted thing? Because minhag is something that plays an important role in Pesach as well. Obviously we can't confuse this. It's said to everyone. We can't confuse what's minhag, what's halacha, what's a chumrah. And obviously we have to know where to draw the line, to how halacha is important. Then there are chumras, and then there are menhagim. But that will be my suggestion. And, sometimes a person could say, I want to take certain menhagim because it's a beautiful minig, even though it's not my family minig, but I'd like to accept it upon myself. I just like this minig. A person's allowed to do that as well.
A very interesting question. This is the lady's question. You ready? Every year when it comes to the Seder, I feel like a shmata. The work doesn't stop, and it just keeps on going and going until the end of the Seder. Cleaning, getting ready for weeks, and all the stuff for the house, cooking. And then when it comes to the Seder, I'm mamish, I'm out of it. I'm not even physically able to be involved. And then my husband gets upset at me that I'm not involved. What's the Eitzah?
I think this question is probably an unasked question by many, many women in Klal Yisrael. We're going to bring a question because it's so true. Everyone knows what a woman does to bring in Pesach and then to say the night. And it's a feeling that then you want to find that all your hard work should come to fruition. It comes to its climax, and then on Seder night, and then either your husband is schlepping or being meirich, and you're still in the kitchen, and you're not completely done, and you want to be part of it, or he's falling asleep, and you just don't feel the Seder. It's like I said, I'm sure many families have this go through this, and The only thing is then I have to be able to address the husband. Like we said before, we spoke to about the 18-year-old girl. We have to address the parents. I have to address the husband. We have to remember the words of the Shlach Kaddish that I wrote down before the Shir. The Shlach Kaddish writes that Yachsel Vesav Yisnag Hu V'Ishtay K'melach U'Chemalka. You have to realize that the Seder is a joint effort between a husband and a wife. That's the way the Shlach Kaddish writes. K'melach U'Chemalka. And then he says, "Ubnei Vesa k'bnei Malachim." If you're a king and you're a queen, then your children will be like. And if you're a king and she's a queen, then your children will be like princes and princesses. Ubnei Vesa k'bnei Malachim. To addressing the husband to realize if you want your seder to be the right way. Put yourself in that picture of a melech as a king. You must realize a melech goes in tandem together with a malka, together with a queen. Now, on a practical, that's very nice to say on a very, you know, in an altruistic way, but on a practical level, you know, there are things that have to be done. The seder has to be cooked. You know, the seder has to be cooked, especially when it's not Friday night. There should be certain parts of the Haggadah where, you know, you should wait and say, okay, let's everyone come together. If it's a certain part of the singing, if it's a certain time, maybe towards the end of the Haggadah, I would say, you know, especially many women, they want, you know, we have to realize the chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvahs of Pesach night are equally there for the men and for the women as well. There's no difference between man and woman. A woman is mechuyev in all mitzvahs of Seder night just as much as a man is. She's mechuyev in the Arba Kaisis, she's mechuyev in Matzah, and even according to the Ashkenazim, but it's right of the woman even lean on the side on a pillow of the Ashkenazim, we don't, but she still has to be sitting, she has to be part of the Seder. On a practical way, a husband has to realize if his wife is busy, there should be time waiting for mommy to come in from the kitchen so she can be part of the Seder, at least, you know, certain parts of the Seder. If it's the Makis or the child singing Dvar Torah, if it's there will be parts, obviously, it's a practical way. She is the hostess that she wants to make sure is that well. But the husband should know that there are certain parts that he should be waiting for her and shouldn't be rushing her. If she's not ready for the Seder, I don't want to get, obviously, the halachic issues of the Zmanim and the Shirim. I'm not getting into the, you know, but for the, on the family way, the practical way, Shalom Bayis, well, way, he should be waiting her and taking her into account in all parts, as the Shlach Kaddish said, that the woman is the Malka of the Seder.
Here's another question that a lot of people have, and also maybe not so much asked. I'm very anxious every year that I didn't clean the house properly with chametz. Please give me some guidance. What should people do when they feel that they're not sure? They're trying their best, but they're sitting by the Seder and they're always thinking, maybe, maybe, maybe.
So Menachem, that story that you started off with, I think is the answer. No one is ever sure. And the end of the day, we all need Siyata Deshmaya. And we know if you put in the proper work and the mothers and the Yiddish mamas, the way they prepare for Pesach, they can be assured that the house is completely chametz free and they have nothing to worry about. They have nothing to worry about. Because when a person does his hishtadlis, you do his avoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then does make sure that you're completely chametz free. But if a person doesn't leave it, doesn't bring Hashem into the picture, and he feels it's up to him or she feels it's up to her, like the story you said before, and did every chumer possible, and he didn't realize that there was a piece of bread folding on the top of the bottle. It's, we do what we can do. Hashem knows our shortcomings. Hashem knows what we can, what we're able to do. And Hashem does not expect more. And I'm telling you, no one has ever have to be worried about that I didn't clean properly.
And even if you found the chametz on Pesach, and you have to, but there's a lachas for that also.
Yeah, but you mevatel everything. Everything that you do, you clean, you mevatel, you sell the chametz. Any chametz that you, first of chas v'sham sees chametz mitzvah, it's not your chametz. You have nothing to worry about. Obviously, you have to get rid of it. So chas v'sham shouldn't be a michshel, but it's not your chametz. You don't have to worry about it.
There was a famous story that they said by Kesher Nafshi. I just want to mention it. somebody had a struggling kid, and he came to the Seder, and they, whatever, he was very upset at his parents, and he took a piece of chal and he threw it on the Pesach table, and the mother and father were about to explode, and the father turned to him and said, "Umavat lachometz, we did our part. This is not like nothing." And they made, they got rid of it, not a big deal, like garnished. They had a very beautiful Seder, which is a very powerful story. Okay, let's go to the live question. You're on. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. I'm live in a difficult situation with my spouse. It's a difficult marriage and an addiction. And I have a son who has depression, and he moved home. And it's very difficult living here. I'm just not sure how would we do the Seder.
I'm sorry, you have a son that's
an adult son who came home.
That came home. So yeah, it's you, your spouse, and your adult son.
Right. I'm gonna see if I can invite anybody, but it's still difficult with my spouse.
Is he aware of the situation, your adult son?
No, he seems like he acts young. He doesn't really understand. And my husband has made him his wife. I mean, like, he does everything with him, although my husband stays home most of the time, but he caters to my son instead of me. So it just makes everything difficult.
Right. So the question is more, it's the question is directly to you, because it seems like your husband and your son will do a Seder as if nothing's going on, if there's nothing going on behind the scenes. But your question personally, you know how you're going to connect to the Seder. That's what I'm assuming, that's the question.
Yeah. I guess also in how to want to be at the Seder, I want to be or feeling of the Seder when everybody's so like depressed and angry, and it's hard to work with.
Right. So these are some of the questions. So we're talking so much about the greatness of Seder night and the Kedusha of Seder night and the Simcha of Seder night. And so unfortunately, sometimes we're in a situation, you're saying that I don't want to use the term, but you're sitting almost dreading what I'm going to have to be sitting together, acting out the Seder, or being there, part of the Seder, or doing the mitzvahs of Seder, but really not wanting to be there and not enjoying any part of the Seder.
Right.
Now, like I said, to know the exact situation is hard, and if you can invite someone, if that's going to help you, if that's going to help the situation, you know yourself if that's going to help the situation, then that will be the way to go. If that's going to help the situation. You know, I don't know the exact dynamics to know if it's just going to exasperate the situation, then maybe you shouldn't invite someone, because this is the dynamic, the family dynamic of a Seder is important.
Right.
And it's very important. And as much as you might feel disconnected, but if your son at least doesn't know what's going on, at least just think, okay, I'm doing it for him. I think this is part of my Mesirus Nefesh, and I'm doing it for him to keep the Seder going, to keep the family dynamic somewhat, you know, somewhat Yom Tov Dik, even though you know it's really a difficult situation. But as much as possible, like we said many times it's throughout this year, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing it because it's Pesach. I'm not into it. I don't feel it. I'm not appreciated. I'm going through something very, very hard. But I'm doing it because this is the Zman Cheres Seinu. And let me get my Cheres, whatever your Cheres means in your personal way. Obviously, every person knows that personal Cheres. And that should be the personal way you do it. To just do it, say, I'll do it the same way they've done it in other trying times. And I want to say this to Ushi and Menachem. You know, and hearing the questions, we're talking about the beautiful storm, and sometimes we hear stories about how they made the Seder during the Spanish Inquisition, or from Isaiah, we made the Seder in Auschwitz, in Bergen-Belsen, and we know stories of people. We have people in our communities, we have families, we're hearing this tonight, that are doing the Seder with Mesirus Nefesh. They're doing the same type of Mesirus Nefesh. It might not be Mesirus Nefesh or the SS guard or Nazi guard outside the barrack, or a guard of the Inquisition going up and down the road to see if there's a light coming out of a basement. But there are families that are living on our blocks and living in our communities and dominating our shul that are doing the Seder Mesias Nefesh either because it's a struggling child or because it's a girl that feels has trauma or because there's addictions, different ways. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're no different than those who did the Siddurim in the 1400s in Spain, and those who did the Siddurim, they're doing it. Why? Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Zman Cheresenu, to somehow feel the Cheres, and that's what I could tell you that I'm personally in awe from the people that ask these questions, and even from the mothers that said that they're still working hard and that they're doing it. How to tap into the Cheres. And you're the inspiration for us all to do this Siddurim even in these trying times.
Okay, thank you very much.
Perfect. So let's do one more question, and then we'll go to the closing segment. Somebody writes a question. They're going to their in-laws or the parents for the Seder. They have to go. It's not like a, you know, whatever, optional, whatever the reason is. They have small kids. And the Seder they're going to is not enjoyable for the kids. It's very difficult, the situation, the sleeping arrangements, and they just want to know how to make their kids feel geschmack by the Seder and how to make them feel good when it's a very rigid, uncomfortable situation for the children, the way it's set up. How do they deal with it, whether it's parents, in-laws, or just wherever they're going?
Okay. First of all, those asking the question, the father has to realize that he has a mitzvah of a higadat levincha. And the Mefarshim explained, the God Paiskim explained to it, that if you're listening to a Seder by a grandfather, if there's still a separate mitzvah, I don't want to get too technical, if there's still a mitzvah to a son to tell his own son when the grandfather is fearing the Seder. But the Paiskim do say that each father to his children should try to sometime during the night tell something specific or special to his own child, even though there's a grandfather or someone and so you know someone in the family that's reading the Haggadah and leading the Seder. You have an obligation to be there for your children. If it's a difficult situation, and this question, you know, like I said, I've gotten this question before. Try as much as possible to give your children something over the Seder night. Have your children, again, I can't control the family. I know the dynamics is saying it's somewhat of a difficult situation, but try to have your children sitting next to you. Listen to them. Look at their Haggadahs. Look at their pictures. Look at what they're doing. Make some movement with the makis. Bring out your personal puppets. Bring someone else to Seder. But usually if it's a father, a shver, their in-laws, they won't mind if you bring your little puppets, your little some of the toys or different things that you can do out that your children should connect to you. And in that way, they'll feel that personal connection. It'll be very, both you do the mitzvah properly, and it'll be very, both for the mother and father, it will be a very elevated experience, even in some of this difficult situation. Like we said, the sleeping arrangements, listen, it's not easy moving into parents and in-laws, and sometimes in a very tight sleeping arrangements, and there are many families, and you know everyone has their own needs and wants. But as much as possible, sometime throughout the night, try to connect your children in a personal way to your own personal children.
There's two more very tough questions I think I want to cover, even though I said I wouldn't go to closing. Somebody wrote a question that they don't have a husband by the Seder, and it's the mother, and they have a few older boys. I know it's a general question. And there is no man present at the Seder, and there's just a mother, just a woman, and maybe they have teenage boys, whatever. How does that play out? How do they deal with Viganta Levincha? How do they deal with the whole Seder when the situation is like that?
Right. So it's a very hard question. But if the mother can, if she can, then obviously depending on the situation, I don't know if it's a family that. I'm sure lost the father, or if it's a divorcee, that's a different situation. But if the mother can, then she could be the queen of the family. She is the queen of the family, as the Shlakah just said. Sometimes she's a little bit apprehensive, so she could tell her boys and make it. Especially if it's older boys, it could become a and the mother, and if it's older girls as well. If it's only the family and it's not a serious issue involved, Seder can become a very lively and geschmack experience. You know, it could be a fun experience. You know, I mean to say, in an older way, everyone could say a piece. Everyone could say could lead part of the Seder. One could do one night. One could do another night, just to make it an interactive experience. So,
wanted just to follow up a question. Somebody else said, then we'll go to closing. Somebody's making their first Seder this space. I think they have a bunch of kids. They're always by, you know, their parents, the in-laws, and they're making their first Seder. They want to understand the mahalach is the way they was brought up always is, you know, Seder was a very serious thing and a very this. They personally have seen, you know, people dress up and people do all the shtick and make it much more entertaining. They want to know if that is that like anti the Messiah, or is it the wrong thing, or whatever it takes to make the children happy and enjoyable, whether it's dressing up like Paroi or running around in pajamas or throwing frogs at them, if that's going to make the kids geschmack, even though it's a little kiddish and immature, is that the proper malach?
So the tzatuka, is it anti the Messiah? I don't think it's anti the Messiah because there are people that do it and there are those. I just don't think that should become the main focus of Seder. You know, it's such that Seder should not become a per masquerade where everyone's wearing a different costume. But sometime during the Makkos, throwing frogs, or even during someone wants to dress up like it just to get the kids involved, especially if it's younger kids. Once the children will get older, they'll think it's a little bit childish. But there's a very important part in involving the children in Seder, but let's not get carried away with all the props and all the frogs. You know, we have to know there's a Haggadah as well. There's serious times as well. You know, it's part. There's mitzvahs alayla as well. The mitzvahs that have to be done. So if you have the proper balance, you can do it. You know, even though he didn't see it by their father, but he knows that this is going to pique his kids' interest. Is this going to get his kids? We could do whatever, right? We do many things in order Kadesh Yishalwa tonight.
My shrek one Seder, Oliver Shalom, he had somebody bring a sheep when they were saying, well, they know the carbon Pesach, and a sheep walked into the house.
So everyone had to say, and I'm sure that was a very good way to get all the children involved. Everyone gets involved. Regardless, we're talking about throughout the night that different people have different, you know, different types of children and different things. You could do certain things to get everyone involved and get everyone involved, but keep that balance. And a person just to, you know, like to sum it up, if a person does the Vigadat to Lovincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Siyat Ishmael both that his children will listen, and B, that he will be able to give it over properly. He will be able to say it over properly in the proper way. But he has to have, and we hear even from the children that ask the question, how desperately everyone wants to connect to the Seder.
100%. Okay, let's go to the closing segment, Rabbi Kassira. So again, Gresh Yashkech coming on. Obviously, Hashem wanted you to be here tonight and to be the Shliach and giving Dalim Chizik. And it was a hard night for you. It was a hard night for a few people to come on tonight. Dalim came on. It was tremendous Chizik. And hope everybody takes words from what Rabbi Kassira said and brings it into the Seder, and they go in with the proper feelings. And again, if anybody wants to join the WhatsApp group every Sunday, we have a community chat. The number you could text is 732-314-1710, and I'll send you the link to join the community chat. You can go to MenachemBernfeld.com. You can sign up to his weekly emails where he sends out the shiurim, the flyers, the replays. Again, if anybody's here the first time, first of all, where have you been? We're already in the fifth year. That's number one. But number two, every Sunday night at 9:30 on This Is My D, we have tremendous topics and chizik, and we really cover a lot in Klai Yisrael. We're here as a Sichas Chaverim, to be mechazik, whatever the situation is, and to grow together. And this is the last share before Pesach, unless something happens that we have to make an emergency share next Sunday night. I am getting a lot of requests from Eretz Yisrael today. I got 3 or 4 texts from Eretz Yisrael. The Eidom is just really in a terrible situation over there, very scared. And we'll see what happens. But as of now, the next Shulam Hashem will be after Pesach, May 5th, with Rabbi Shimon Russell. The topic is going to be what is crisis, understanding what our children need from us and how we can be there for them, for their needs, not our needs. And it's really for people that are just dealing with regular children, but just they need a little bit more curving with the chinuch and, you know, what the kids are dealing with today. It's going to be a very powerful program. Please join us, Mr. Shem. Everything is recorded. It'll be on MenachemBernfeld.com. If anybody has any questions, you can reach out to CoachMenachem@gmail.com. Everything is recorded. And Mr. Shem, if anybody has any questions, again, email Coach Menachem. Tonight shares 182. Mr. Shem, if you want to listen to it on the phone, or if you want to give somebody the phone number to listen to it to get the chizik, number they can call tomorrow, 732-305-9011, 732-305-9011. If anybody wants to be in contact, Rabbi Ksira, you can email him, rabbi.syk, Sender Yosef Ksira, number1@gmail.com. I'm not sure if he could answer. You could try to answer you, try to be in touch with him. Ksira is a very chashuv person. Thank you to all the advertising sponsors, the Liquid Scoop, Elinara, Five Town Central, Chaya Kaufman for JCN. And I'll go to a closing of Menachem, the Rabbi Ksira. We'll leave it to you. And you leave the oil with Chizik. I just want to say tonight what I've taken out from the share, besides all the important parts, is obviously there's a tremendous amount of pain in cholesterol and there's a tremendous amount of tzaras. And we, if we are zeichet to have our children and we're in a good situation, we should be so thankful to Hashem, whatever their situation is, that they're, whether it's a chacham, tom, or rush, wherever your children are, that you have children, especially if the children are coming to you, say there, even more the shvach and the thank you to Hashem. And the second part that Rabbi Shteyt got is that whatever your situation is, whatever you're going through, that is your Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's your situation. Hashem made it for you. Hashem made a custom for you. And Hashem wants you to feel it. And if your situation is so difficult and it's so hard, Allah has kam v'kam, the schus and the schar you have, but trying your best to make your seder as holy as can be is a very, very high thing. And I say this word many times. It's, Hashem doesn't judge people's lives. You know, if it's, you know, if you ended up with a nice family and you have everything perfect, oh, he made it. It's your starting point and your ending point and everything in between and all your DNA and how things play out in your life. If a person, even though he's thrown difficult situations or he's in a difficult situation beyond your control and wherever you're holding, you have to make the best of it. And Hashem knows your situation and Hashem is with you throughout it. Like the famous, you know, the famous line they say by the Goyim, the guy turns to God. He says, God, where were you? You know, he sees the footsteps. You know, the Rebbe can see that line. He always sees four footsteps, his and God's footsteps. Then he sees only two footsteps. He says, God, during my hard times, you weren't there. I was just walking alone. God turns to me and says, I was holding you, my dear son. I was holding you. That's what we have to feel when we're going through these times, that we feel alone. We feel alone. We feel hard. We feel tzibrachan. But God is holding us, and he wants us to tap into it. And again, I'm going back into everything that's going on in the world. I'm just so, you know, so blown away from the situation and the world. It's we're dealing in really... You know, the end of days, you know, nobody has the time, but we see what's going on in the world and the situation. We talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim as if something's so abstract, and somebody texted me, how do we connect? We didn't go out of Mitzrayim. We're living through difficult times, and people that are living in America, you could just hear the news, people are living in Israel. I got the text today from people. Their mom is shaking in their houses. This is a world war we're dealing with, and we have to realize that we're holding by the gula, we're holding by the end, and we have to connect with Hashem, and all the years and all the Messiah and everything is here with us. Like I said before, because here there's maybe 30, 35 Siddurim from the time we left Mitzrayim till here. The Messiah is very close. People think it's 3,000 years ago, but I was by a Seder with my Elta Zeda, and he was 85, you know, and he was by his, you know. If you go back, the Messiah is not so far from us where we're holding, the connection is there. And we should all be zoicher. And Hashem, Rabbi Ksira, we're going to send your video out to everybody of the Seder and everybody who needs it, who wants to watch it, or just wants to get a basic understanding. We would love to send it out. We'd love to send out your basic halachas guide, your halachas Orlando guide, whatever we could send it and try to send it out to everybody. We'll send it to Menachem. We'll try to send it to everybody, Hashem. And again, I grace Yashkoyach for everybody for joining. And every Shavu Chakosh for Sameach. Should we all be zoicher to Mashiach Tzikenu. And Coach Menachem.
Shkoyach. Thank you very much, Rabbi Ksira. There's a lot of chizik tonight. I just want to mention there's a medrash that the Yidden of Mitzrayim, the Yidden didn't know how they're going to get out. You know, we're looking back, so we know the story, but they didn't know. And they used to get together, I think it was Shabbos, they used to get together and to get the chizik they needed. And fabring and talk and how, and everybody was with their situation. I'm thinking just by coming together tonight on the Zoom, just to discuss, you know, everybody has their Mitzrayim, everybody, Mitzvah Hashem, Hashem should help, we should get out, or get out. But sitting together and being mechazik and thinking, what can I do? How I'm going to get out of this? I don't know. Hashem has his ways and it's going to happen. When it happens, it's going to happen very fast. And I don't know what it's going to look like, but I have to be ready and I have to be mechazik myself and I have to believe it's going to happen. Everybody in their own situation. What can I do to make things a little bit easier till it happens, to believe that it's going to happen? And that's really the emunah. That's Pesach B'nait, the emunah that we're connecting to our situation, connecting to Hashem. Like we heard many times tonight, what Rabbi Kassir said, everybody in their situation, you and Hashem know about it. Could be nobody knows about it, but it's you and Hashem, and that's where you can talk to him, ask him, please, help me out, make things easier, and I should get out. And Mr. Hashem, we hope that this year we should be able to be makriv the Korban Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. Let's hope. Meher v'imeinu, Mr. Hashem.
Amen. Sira, 2 hours after such a shir, what comes to Rabbi Sira's heart to leave the oilum with Pesach? What comes to your heart? I want the Vorer v'yotzim Levi.
We like you said, we have a long share about the Seder tonight to maximize the Seder, but what you're going to say is we have to just prepare for the Seder, do our Shtablis. When we come to the Seder and we spoke about different situations, we hear, you know, we would discuss before at one point the different Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. I think this year tonight, we heard about different situations as Klal Yisrael, the different Siddurim of Klal Yisrael. There's so many different Siddurim of Klal Yisrael. Obviously, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be part of the Siddurim, that there's family harmony, and family simcha, and Zaydis, Elter Zaydis, Irei Nikluch, together. There are others who don't have this situation. But whatever the situation is, realize, like one of the people, the participants this year said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're coming to the Seder. We're doing your Ratzon. Is the Seder going to be perfect? We don't know what a perfect Seder. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did. Every Yiddish Mama knows she prepared. She doesn't have to worry. There's any chametz. Every father knows he did what he has to be able to do for make sure that as much as possible, his children are happy. And then we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sitting by your tish. As conclusion, the Gemara says, the Masechet is brachas. The Gemara uses this term about the Seder night, that Pesach was sitting atake derachmona, was sitting on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. Pesach night, yes, we're fearing the Seder, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is the host. And therefore, however it works out, if it's a quick Seder, if it's a slow Seder, if we're falling asleep, if it's the way we decided, we wait, we thought we're going to be, we're sitting, we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're doing the Shabbos, please, Kashav Zichinu L'Sader, I say, we're doing the Seder, we should be to be able to do the sage during Yerushalayim with the Korban Pesach. Like we said, hearing tonight's shir, there are people that do the Seder b'mesiras nefesh mamish the same way Yidden in the pressing times did it, and that their avoda is so merutzah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone should have the Yeshua. We should tap into the hashpois toivis of these heilige days leading up to the Yom Tov, the days of Nisan, the Chodesh Yeshua by Makifas, Klai Yisrael needs the Yeshua Gedolah, and it's a good time, even yes, by the say that to remember the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, the Amad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a great opportunity that Hashem should, when we're sitting together, and when we're sitting at the Seder, is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm sitting where I say it with my family, and we should continue to have just nachas to kedusha from all our children.
Amen. Amen. We named the shir correctly. We're maximizing our seder, whatever our situation is, because it's halik. Even the more difficult it is, the more halik it is. So it is the right thing.
Yeah, that's the seder that, like the morale says, it's called seder because that's the seder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll finish off the way we start. Like we watch for the vision server. Let's remember hakol b'seder. Everything lies in the Seder. And everything we should be Hakol B'Seder and everything. That's the bracha to us all. Hakol B'Seder.
Everybody have a Chakol Shusameach. Have a beautiful Pesach. Enjoy it. And dwell in the family and what you have, whatever it is. Make the best of it. Moshul B'Zoicha to really feel this year the Kedusha and the Helikite, the holiness of Pesach. And thank you, everybody. And thank you for our Mesiras Nefesh for coming here tonight, Rebbe Kazira. And we should all be Zechut the Gula B'Shleima B'Meir B'Meir. And everybody, we'll see you right after Pesach. Don't go anywhere. Zagazon.